USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel says it has responded to a missile launched from Syria into the southern part of the country with an attack on the launch site. The Israeli military says that its air defense systems were deployed near the town where the country's nuclear reactor is located. It could not confirm whether or not the missile was intercepted. Syrian state-run media says that 4 soldiers were injured in the Israeli attack. And President Biden is encouraging employers to give their workers paid time off to receive a COVID vaccination and recover from any possible side effects. In remarks on Wednesday, Biden unveiled a program to offer tax credits to employers for the cost of offering paid time off with funds allocated for the program in the COVID relief package that Democrats passed through Congress in early March. The program focuses on small businesses, but the president urged larger employers to offer similar benefits for getting vaccinated. The nation is administering about 3 million doses of vaccine a day, a pace that some experts worry will be difficult to maintain. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, build your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over the influx of illegal immigrant crossings on the southern border. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
Kamala Harris has been, quote, on the job for a month. Literally, she has done nothing. She's not gone to the border. She's done nothing to address this. So, yes, yesterday, I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42, the CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A call for a boycott of one company because they haven't taken a position on Georgia's election law. Lance Pry has the story.
About 1,000 faith leaders in Georgia are calling for a boycott of Home Depot with their non-response on the state's new voting laws. Home Depot said in a statement the company would continue to underscore that all elections should be accessible, fair, and secure, and support broader voter participation. Former Democrat representative from Georgia, Stacey Abrams, in front of senators Tuesday at a hearing on voting rights.
I would say that SB 202 is a law that has Jim Crow aspects, and I stand by that characterization. I support anyone who will try to stop this type of bad behavior, this type of racial animus, this type of voter suppression from happening in Georgia.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
This insanity needs to stop. The people that are pushing this, that are profiting off of it, like Stacey Abrams and others, are now trying to have it both ways.
Bishop Reginald T. Jackson, leader of the boycott, said this deals with securing the future of democracy, and the greatest right in this democracy is the right to vote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Indonesian Navy is searching for a missing submarine. The vessel containing 53 people went missing Wednesday during a training exercise in the Java Sea. Rescue efforts are centering around an oil slick spotted north of the island of Bali. The Indonesian Navy has deployed ships to the area and is being assisted by Australia. The Navy says the sub may have suffered an electrical failure during a dive, causing it to lose control. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.